Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Two people living on the Menominee Indian Reservation have been sentenced to federal prison for trying to hide a gun from authorities and lying about it. 27-year-old Aaron Smith was given a 4-year sentence, and 26-year-old Kiana King was sentenced to 8 months. Investigators say King was carrying a handgun last April when Menominee Tribal Police came to arrest him at a bar. They say Smith passed the gun to King, who hid it in her vehicle. King told a federal grand jury in Milwaukee Smith never passed the weapon to her. Lawyers for the Wisconsin legislature have asked a federal court to dismiss the lawsuit filed by the League of Women Voters. Republican lawmakers say the league rushed to take the voter purge case to the federal court while state courts were still trying to decide on the Ozaukee County judge's order to clean up the voter rolls. Lawmakers say the federal court does not need to get involved yet. The league is being accused of trying to interfere with state courts, which have already ruled. Republicans want 234,000 voters to re-register before they can vote in the next election. A rocky ride on southbound Highway 51 near Tomahawk leaves some drivers uncomfortable and some cars with repair needs. It seems to happen every winter, and it's the result of road tenting. That's when water seeps into cracks deep in the pavement. When it freezes, it expands, creating small tents in the road. But DOT project manager Jesse Jefferson says contractors will do a major project to correct that this summer.
We'll go through and make some repairs to that pavement foundation, which is suspect to the freeze-thaw tenting that we're seeing out there. And then we'll replace all of the existing pavement in that area, all 7.5 inches, and it'll be back up and new by the end of summer.
The $8 million project will last from early May to mid or late September. During some of that time, all traffic will be sent to northbound Highway 51 with one lane headed in each direction. The major fix should last for decades.
A project of this scope, we would expect to get anywhere between 15 and 25 years out of a large-scale pavement replacement. And even then, at the end of that time period, we'd expect to just have to do more of maintenance, mill and overlays.
Jefferson says the DOT will keep all lanes open on busy travel weekends like Memorial Day, Independence Day, Labor Day. Vilas County resident Teresa Schmidt recently posed a curious North question, raising concerns over the effect of salt brine on the roads. She said her minivan met the end after the salt on the roads rusted away the frame. Others share Schmidt's concern over potential damage salt can do to vehicles, but Oneida County Highway Commissioner Bruce Stefanik said that created a brine to disperse the salt is the most effective strategy they have because salt can adhere to the roads better and it uses less salt in the first place.
We use 10.5 tons of salt per storm on all the rock salt beats. The brine beat, we use 4.65 tons. On the brine routes, we're using over half as much salt.
You can hear more of Stephanie Kuski's full story at WXPR.org. And a military couple became the proud parents of the first baby of the year delivered at Ascension St. Mary's Hospital in Rhinelander. According to an Ascension press release, Dieter Ryan Fisher was born Saturday. He's the son of Ashley and Brandon Fisher of Pelican Lake. Baby Dieter checked in at 7 pounds, 3 ounces, 19 inches, a second boy for the family. Brandon Fisher is serving in Afghanistan and connected with his new son via Skype. The weather forecast for this afternoon, look for skies to be partly sunny with a chance of a flurry here and there with high temperature around 28. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low near 4 below. Wednesday, sunny, high near 11 with some cold wind chills. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.